The United Nations Population Fund says sexually transmitted infectious diseases remain a major concern in South Sudan. Some people living with HIV and AIDS, also common known locally as Kaza Ango, which in Zande language means disease of the dog, say they are able to live longer because of individual initiatives. 38-year-old Aida Peter Cassiano, a resident of Yambio Town who is HIV positive, says she has lived with the virus for 17 years. She says knowing her HIV status helped to protect others from contracting the disease.
Don't be shy to go and test yourself for HIV/AIDS. As I talk, I have a huge farm. I am still giving birth to children who are even negative. There's nothing that the person living without HIV is doing that the one with is not doing. I'm even healthier than those without HIV.
Rebecca Mario, a Yambio resident whose husband was diagnosed with the virus in 2007, says her HIV test result was negative and she still is married and living with her husband.
I
decided not to marry another but continued with my husband. We have 11 children together with him. I will always be with him. That is why I'm advising my fellow women whose partners are got with the virus not to be abandoned. You continue to encourage him to take his drugs as instructed.
Rafael Anthony Kalembia, another resident of Yambio Town who is HIV positive, says his work at the HIV and AIDS advocate non-profit Star Support Organization has helped create awareness to fight stigma associated with HIV and AIDS. Kalembia says the number of people living with HIV and AIDS in Western Equatorial State is gradually decreasing compared to the previous years.
The number is now decreasing because most of the people, they do awareness at every corner. Most of the community, they are aware about HIV, how to prevent themselves, how to prevent their family, their children who are negative. This is why the HIV rate is increasing.
41-year-old Johnson Siro Elia, who tested negative, says he is ready to follow doctor's instruction should he ever get a positive test result.
I know if they found me with HIV AIDS, I will start taking my drug and it will make my body fine. As I'm seeing those people who have HIV AIDS, they are taking their drug very well and their body is fine.
Uweko Christopher, HIV and AIDS and Tuberculosis Program Coordinator in the State Ministry of Health says interventions from his office and other partners has reduced stigma and discrimination against people living with HIV and AIDS in parts of Western Equatorial State.
So we have treatment being done to the people who are tested positive. The side of men do not access the service. But for women, at least they are coming for the services. That's why many women are delivered free of virus babies. And then we are looking forward to make sure that we achieve the target. Our target is 95%. So we try to make sure that 95% of the population of Western Equatoria is being tested. And we look forward to see that those out of those who are tested positive, 95% of them must be on treatment.
Christopher, however, did not give the HIV rate in the state, but says the whole of South Sudan is at 1.9% of people living with HIV and AIDS. For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timatio, reporting from Yambio, Western Equatorial State.